Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day presents Jesus teaching to us on the nature and characteristics of the kingdom of God with the help of parables. One aspect we need to understand here is the usage of parables, the teaching ministry of Jesus. By presenting the parables, Jesus triggers our minds to open up to the vastness of the reality of God and to foster our desire to seek Him more in our everyday living and situations. The two parables of the day present to us figuratively some aspects of the kingdom of God. First, the parable of the kingdom of God as the seed that is sown, sprouted, and giving a rich harvest without being in the grasp of the awareness of the one who sows. What does this parable teach us? The duty of the one who sows, even if one is unaware how the growth process happens. Are we active and energetic in being an agent of the kingdom of God by speaking of Christ, by living the gospel values, by freeing our lives from sin, even if we fail to understand how would this help in the growth process of the kingdom? The glory of the growth of the seed, taking its own time and conveying the message of patience and persistence. Are we patient when success doesn't come to us immediately? And do we continue to be perceiving in our efforts of prayer, of duty, of responsibilities, even if it takes a longer time than we expect? The assurance that the growth of the seed fostered by the earthly elements, nevertheless given by the power and grace of God. Do we faithful to the duties that we need to do and then totally depend on the mighty hand of God in order to experience success and see the fruits of our labor? There is a story how a third grade student taught the teacher an important truth. Once the teacher asked, "How many great people were born in our country?" "None," replied the student, and then the student continued, "There were no great people born. They were born babies who became great people." Dear friends, the second parable of the mustard seed that we heard in today's gospel, as the seed that is the smallest when sown, yet grows on to be the largest of all plants and becomes a shelter for the birds of the air. What does this parable teach? The little things of life also have the potency to develop, to give the greatest results, since God is the author of such success and accomplishments. Are we convinced that even if our resources, be talent or time or income or personal or anything else, are too small or insignificant, they can still become powerful means for the growth of God's kingdom. If you are faithful and totally depend on God's grace, the external growth and triumphs that are achieved in turn ought to become a source of help and solace for the others, as the birds of the air take nest in the huge mustard plant. Do the achievements of our life, big or small, help us to become a person who reaches out in support and solace to the needy people in and around us? An element of surprise and wonder is present in every act of nature. The little mustard seed, which would otherwise have been trampled upon as something too ordinary, amazes by its extraordinary growth. Are we able to trust in the surprising and astonishing wonders that the Lord can perform in any situation of our life? All of us are part of the project, the kingdom of God. May we nurture and grow in this task that is entrusted to us, in the little or big way that God graces us, and thus bring glory and honor to our supremely glorious and omnipotent God. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.